Creativity and insecurity. Hi, this is Joseph Tan here of GoodMonday.com. Creativity is defined as approaching a need, a task, or an idea from a new perspective. Much has been said about the techniques of creative thinking. I would like to focus on what it takes to be a creative person. The techniques and methods are useless if it does not emanate from a person who is creative. It is the spirit of the individual which will breathe life into the various thinking tools available out there. A creative person is a person of security. He is secure. What do I mean by that? There is no such thing as a Mr. Know-it-all or a Miss Know-it-all. In fact, in today's age, no one can claim to be an expert in everything. That is why the need for teamwork is paramount, because the mark of an effective leader is one who can synthesize the team's thinking output to form an aggregated solution. In other words, a few heads are better than one. In fact, it's better than yours alone. The trouble is we tend to think that our head is bigger than everyone else's. A creative leader is someone who is not afraid to work with others who are smarter than himself. In fact, they thrive in such an environment because they focus on the facilitation of the thinking process rather than claiming individual credit for any ideas generated. No one can claim a monopoly of ideas. In fact, creativity from others should be welcomed as refreshing showers. The combined effort is always better than the individual alone. Here are three disciplines of a truly creative person. Discipline number one, see the big picture. A creative person is not threatened by the ideas generated by others because he has his eyes fixed on the vision. Although he himself may not be generating the ideas, nonetheless, he works with others and would synthesize the ideas of other individuals to produce a cohesive solution. Because he listens to individual output, the overall outcome is something that solicits buy-in and personal commitment. Discipline number two, own the values. A creative person is also one with his or her sights set on what's truly important. Ideas only make sense against a backdrop of right values and ethics. Think about it. Even a bank robber needs creativity. So what distinguishes the application of creativity? It is right values. Therefore, a creative person is not bothered that others generate more ideas than him, as long as he ensures that the solution do not undermine core fundamental values leading to integrity and a good conscience. Discipline number three, practice humility. We usually think of the creative individual as an individual, a superman, you know, and it all boils down to just this one individual who will save the day. In real life, it is the collective effort of the team that produces the significant solution. However, there is one person who must coordinate and manage all the various inputs and make sure that the final result is in line with expected outcome, expected specifications. This is that one person who must be humble. The opposite of humility is high self-esteem. Someone who thinks too highly of himself at the expense of others. Face the fact, you do not have all the answers, but you can work with others to get the answers. So you still want to be a creative person? Then learn to accept the fact that the ideas are out there and not just within yourself. Because the best type of ideas are those that are shared and owned. That's why humility and security complements creativity very well indeed. Think about it. This is Joseph Tan here from GoodMonday.com.